are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
We're speaking about trusting God in life's seasons, and today focusing on waiting without clarity. Now, waiting is not passive. It's often the most active form of trust. When clarity is absent and answers are delayed, the temptation is to fill the silence with control. But God's timing is not always explained. It's revealed slowly, often through surrender. The discomfort of waiting can become a place of deep formation. Yo, when I tell you that this is a personal one for me, yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. Pastor Onelena Balabi joins us on the line. My pastor, good morning once again. Thank you so much for joining us on the Mid-Morning Empowerment.
Good morning, and good morning to our listeners.
Amen. Thank you for joining us, Pastor. Please start with a word of prayer before we get into our conversation.
Sure, let's do. Father God in heaven, once again, an opportunity is ours to delve into a matter of great concern to us here. And we pray, Father, that as we do so, appreciate the presence of your Holy Spirit, who can give us the better understanding of issues, when particularly when we are stuck in life issues and life corridors. Give us the clarity today as we talk. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. All right, my pastor, what emotions surface when we are asked to wait without knowing why? We don't understand why we must wait, especially when we're praying for something that, you know, for all intents and purposes, is a good thing. Maybe I'm praying for a child. I'm praying for a husband or a wife. These are good things that God blesses us with. Why do we sometimes have to wait? And what are the emotions that are brought up when we are asked to wait and we don't understand why?
Yes, obviously, it's a variety of emotions, mm-hmm. variety of feelings, different thoughts that flash through our minds when we have to wait without knowing why. I mean, these are some ideas, some emotions such as confusion. You can easily get confused. I mean, you just imagine from a human perspective, you are driving on a highway and somebody just comes from nowhere and says, stop, stop. And, you know, this is a point where you think you need to proceed, otherwise you are probably endangering your life, and yet somebody says to you, just stop here. Mm-hmm. So it can create an emotion of confusion here. It can create an emotion of regret. You regret. Mm-hmm. You regret because you are waiting here, you are stopping here, you are saying to yourself, probably if I had proceeded maybe an extra mm-hmm. minute or so, mm-hmm. I would get something, I would get my gold there.
Yeah.
But all of a sudden, the instruction says, wait or stop here. So it can create some kind of regrets as a result. You feel like I'm losing because, you know, you are saying to yourself, while I'm waiting here, I see my other colleagues passing, they are going ahead.
Yeah.
And so look how they are benefiting. Look how they are gaining this and that. And so you really feel like, I'm losing by waiting here. Look, one other emotion that you can have is where you come to say, now honestly, I look stupid and foolish.
Yeah.
How is it that I can't even explain why I am waiting, and yet I have just stopped, I have just waited. Well, how do I describe myself in this case? So I'm just a foolish person. I'm just like that. I can't even explain what I am. And so I think this is a feeling that I'm somewhat stupid to some extent.
Mm.
Look, my friend, we are talking about this predominantly looking from a human perspective.
Mm-hmm.
Permit me to stop there for a while and listen to your next question, if any.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Pastor. And yeah, all those things that you mentioned are absolutely true. The confusion, the worrying, the regret, like, did I make a mistake? Maybe I should have just tried a little bit harder. And you hear people talking about, you know, just first you don't succeed, try again. So you're thinking, hey, maybe I gave up too quickly. Mm-hmm. But I feel like that was God's voice telling me to wait or just stop. And yeah, the confusion can be a lot, especially especially because a lot of the things that we are asking about or that we need guidance on or that we're praying for might not explicitly be spoken of in the Word of God. So I don't know if He wants me to, you know, quit this job. I don't know if that's what He's calling me to do. And if I do, and then He goes quiet after that, then I'm like, okay, was that the wrong decision? It's too late now. I've already left. And yeah, the confusion can be a lot. And you start feeling like you're all by yourself, like you're trying to figure it out on your own. But how then do you distinguish between waiting in faith and waiting in frustration? Because sometimes I'm in a position where I don't have a choice. I have to wait. But maybe I'm waiting with frustration, or I'm waiting with faith. What's the difference between the two?
Obviously, the line between the two is probably very thin.
Mm-hmm.
The line between waiting and faith and frustration is very thin. It's what is it makes it that thin?
Mm.
It's because when you are not aware exactly what you are anticipating, what you are waiting for, it becomes a frustration already.
Yeah.
But when you have faith in God. Now, when you have faith in God, you are saying, okay, it might look like I'm losing, but I know at the end of the journey, there's victory at the end.
Mm.
And so even though I wait now, waiting without knowing exactly what is happening and what's going to happen, but I know that my Lord has a better plan for my life. And And so that's why we quickly refer to the book of Jeremiah 29, verse 11 here, that would say, for the Lord has a good purpose for your life. So even if you find it a little bit challenging now as you deal with the issues of waiting,
mm-hmm.
if you wait in faith, if you wouldn't wait in faith, your waiting is much more credible, is much more authentic, is much more stronger than just when you wait without God, because that one makes you frustrated.
Mm.
So the frustration here is simply because you don't have anything that you are looking forward for. You were probably just looking for this. If I were to give an example, you were just looking at this particular young lady. You wanted to marry this young lady. And all of a sudden, the young lady disappoints you, or the gentleman disappoints you. And because you are not, if you are not based on God, this becomes the end of your life. This actually shatters your hopes right away.
Yes.
But if you know that even in the relationship, God still wants to save you. You know, when you get somebody to marry, it's not just a matter of you coming to relate and enjoy your companionship. No, it's not. God, through that relationship, God wants to save you. And so when you look at your life, when you look at your waiting from the point of God trying to build you up, you can definitely deal with the frustration, and you deal with them in a better way.
Mm.
And so waiting in faith takes you further. It takes you way into your future, while frustration comes in because you have got no hope altogether.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Yes.
And what stories in scripture can help us to stay grounded during long seasons of waiting, long uncertain seasons?
Yes. Obviously, there are a number of scriptures that we can look at. For example, we can look at one in 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 5, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
It will say to you, roll all your burdens or your worries, present them, take them to the Lord who will take care of you.
Mm.
You can also look at another text here, is somewhere in Isaiah chapter 55. It says to us here, the Lord's thoughts are not ours, are not like ours.
Mm.
In fact, to read it more clearly, it says here, your thoughts are not like my thoughts. Your ways are not like my ways.
Mm.
The heavens are higher than the earth. And so basically, this is Isaiah chapter 55, verses 8 and 9. When you look at those verses, they are reminding us, you know what is important here is that also, when we come to face situations where we need to wait, in waiting moments, we also need to remember that, you know, we are creatures coming from a powerful creator. So every time we face a situation that calls for us to wait, we need to remember our creator has something important for us. That's why we need to wait there.
Yes.
And so he says here, no, our thoughts are not like his. Our ideas are not like. So when he says, let's wait here, He's simply saying, wait, and if you get worried, roll your burdens to him, for he will provide your needs at the right time.
Beautiful. And he has proven himself. He's proven it over and over again.
In many ways. In fact, as you talk about him proving himself, the story of Abraham in life, God says to him, leave this place and go to a place that I will show you. Abraham doesn't know that land, but God simply says, you just go and rely on me. I will do great work, great wonders for you.
Powerful.
And, yes.
And where would you say you are currently tempted to force an outcome rather than trust the process? Maybe now or maybe in the past, any experiences that maybe you can share with us where you try to force things to turn out a certain way because that's what you wanted, rather than trusting God to do it in his own time, in his own way.
You know, God is good, my sister, my dear listeners. God is good and powerful. As I speak, I've been waiting personally. I've been waiting, trying to advance my educational background to up it. But I've gone more than 15 years. The Lord is not providing the means that I need to help myself advance.
Mm-hmm.
I'm stuck on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, so I'm struggling. I'm pushing it from all ends.
Mm.
But something's saying to me, no, you need to wait.
Right.
You need to wait for what the Lord is interested in your life is your salvation, and not necessarily that you become a doctor and this and that.
Wow.
And so I keep my eyes carefully watching what is the Lord saying to me here, because I see a lot of my friends have gone, have come and have passed, and I'm still there. I qualify, but the means to take me there is what is not available. And yet I'm saying, look, but there are many ways that I can get the resources to take me further.
Yes.
But the Lord is not providing that for now. And so I see that, no, the Lord is saying, wait. At the right time, I will facilitate that. So that's my situation. That's my life.
What a beautiful testimony. And I think it also highlights what we were saying earlier, that sometimes the things that we're praying for, the things that we're waiting for, are not even frivolous things. It's things that God doesn't hate education. He'd be very happy for all of us to go as far as possible. But again, it's about his timing. Whatever you're praying for, even if it's a good thing, it's just about timing and trusting that God knows when it's the right time, I will make it happen. That's a beautiful testimony. Thank you for sharing that. And what practices would you say can help us to remain spiritually anchored when we don't have that clarity?
Yes, I think as God's children, God is calling us, one, to exercise faith on him. As we exercise faith on him, then we interact with God through prayer. These are some of the practices that we can do. Interact with the Lord through prayer. Commit your life into a prayerful mode from time to time throughout.
Mm-hmm.
Also, let's keep the promises of God. Let's keep referring to God's word for his promises. Where I'm seated now, I'm reading a small booklet called God's Promises. And so from time to time, I keep on reminding myself of God's promises regarding my life. Because as I look at those promises, I see some of those promises speaking to me directly.
Yeah,
and so the practice of exercising faith in God, prayer to God, studying his word, reminding ourselves of his promises, those are some of the practices that I do personally, and I think they can help a fellow Christian person.
That's beautiful, beautiful. Thank you so much, Pastor. We really appreciate your time, and I look forward to connecting with you again tomorrow and the rest of this week as we keep going on the subject of trusting God through the different seasons of life. Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you too.
Are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.